This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP forms its own commission on crime and criticizes the Prime Minister's announcement of a special police unit. The business sector shares government's concern about Barbados's declining population. An independent senator calls for a crackdown on maverick jet ski operators. A government senator also flags pirate water sports operators as a concern. Pressure increases on Joe Biden while to step down following his positive COVID test. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party has formed a commission on crime to be led by former party president Verla DePisa. The announcement was made by opposition leader Ralph Thorne during a news conference at the opposition's office at Hinks Street in the city. Mr. Thorne revealed that the commission will be going on in the communities for the opinions of average citizens on the causes of crime and possible solutions. Barbados has recorded 27 homicides so far this year.
It is a commission, I think, of about 12 persons, including the church, will be chaired by our eminent attorney at law, Ms. Verla DePisa, former president of the party. She has accepted to chair that commission. The important persons to speak to are not prime ministers and attorneys general. It is important to speak to the ordinary citizens of this country who are feeling the effects of crime, who are hearing the gunshot, whose children are dying from the gunshots. We want to hear from them. In a very short while, we will be going into the communities of Barbados, into the school halls, church halls, and we will be asking people to literally come and give evidence. What do you know about crime? How is crime affecting you? And the three broad questions are these: the causes of crime, the effects of crime on the community. Thirdly, what are the solutions?
Mr. Thorne also criticized the Prime Minister's announcement of a special crime unit. He believes the PM has gone outside of her bounds.
The Prime Minister does not have that power. Under the Police Act, Section 8 of the Police Act, the Commission of Police is responsible for the superintendents and the administration of the police force. And he is not answerable to a Prime Minister. He is answerable to the President, the head of the state. The Commission of Police is answerable to the head of state in its management, even in terms of the spending of monies of the police service. He is not answerable to the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister has no place. As I say, she is beyond legal bounds.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is concerned about the shrinking population and believes this would have an impact on the business sector. Prime Minister Mia Motley warned that Barbados's declining population presents a crisis that needs to be addressed and says it is now considering a number of proposals to deal with the matter. President of the Chamber of Commerce, James Clark, told Starcom Network News while the services are still required, this decline would limit the demand and spending power of people to support businesses.
I don't know what the actual numbers are, but certainly across the board, the shrinking population, less demand for services, therefore, and then possibly less people in the workforce, which of course, less spending power, less tax revenue, and so on and so forth. So yeah, as a country, we would certainly be concerned about that because Barbados still has all of these various services that are offered and they need to be supported. So if we don't have the critical mass to make that happen, it's going to be very, very difficult. And to saddle the remaining population with additional measures to raise revenue, whatever that may be, just puts additional pressure on everybody. So that's not a good scene either.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
An independent senator is calling for legislation to crack down on the behavior among jet ski operators. Speaking during Senate, Senator Andrew Malalu detailed some of the dangerous practices of operators, stating there needs to be more robust rules surrounding jet ski operations.
For example, driving the jet skis at high speed in congested areas. I have seen the practice of accelerating the jet ski from the water to the water's edge and running it up the beach when there are people walking around. I have seen all of that go on, and I don't know that we are treating to the behaviors that we expect. And I think in the case of these small pleasure crafts, especially ones that are being rented, that we should have some more robust rules surrounding how these jet skis can be operated.
He added that there needs to be regulation to govern the operation of vessels while impaired.
We have been struggling now for a few years in Barbados to implement what's commonly called drink driving rules. We have some practical issues regarding it, and I do hope for the day when we will have it fully and completely implemented and enforced.
Deputy President, Independent Senator, Senator Andrew Malilu. Meantime, Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson, echoed similar sentiments, adding that piracy is also a major concern that needs to be addressed.
These flatfooters come on, they compete with legitimate licensed and regulated operators. They charge cutthroat prices because, you know, they're not operating under the same conditions. And they engage in activity in which they are prepared to sell legal and illegal products. Those on the West Coast, particularly who are legitimate operators, have complained about the extent to which the flatfooters adversely impact their business and their reputation, and the fact that they do not operate with the same degree of restraint and within the rules which those who have a vested interest in the industry tend to operate.
Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson. And finally, as President Joe Biden isolates at his Delaware Beach home after testing positive for COVID-19, he is growing increasingly isolated from many corners of his Democratic Party as he faces deepening questions about whether he should continue his re-election campaign. The announcement of Biden's positive test on Wednesday came as calls from his party for him to step aside in the 2024 race are growing louder. Local media reported that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately told the president that polling shows Biden cannot defeat former President Donald Trump in November, and that continuing his run for the presidency could destroy Democrats' chance to take back the House. Recapping the headlines. The DLP forms its own commission on crime and criticizes the Prime Minister's announcement of a special police unit. The business sector shares government's concern about Barbados's declining population. An independent senator calls for a crackdown on a maverick jet ski operators. A government senator also flags pirate water sports operators as a concern, and pressure increases on Joe Biden to step down following his positive COVID test. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.